Come in and close the door fast, please. I was worried you couldn't make it, or that you decided not to go through with the plan. But you're here. I can't believe it. I'll be able to see the world outside of the palace for the first time in forever without any guards. Well, ignoring you, but you're different. There is so much I want to know, to see, to touch, to smell, even taste if we buy something from the bazaar. And you, Mr. Guard, are you excited for our little mission this evening? You're so serious. I guess I see. Yeah, it's a bit dangerous. But if it wasn't, then it wouldn't be half as fun. Are you kidding me? Like, you can do this any time but me. Never once before. The anticipation and excitement are like balling up inside of me. I feel like I want to explode. But don't worry, I'm sure I'll be fine. No one will even realize that we are gone. I never get interrupted at this time. They think I'm practicing self-meditation, but in reality, I'm lounging around. I cannot tell you how annoying it is to maintain the perfect posture when I'm sitting in the court. I prepared everything, by the way. We can climb down on the balcony and run through the garden to the gate where all the food is getting delivered. You see, there's a window of opportunity, and we are going to seize it. The guards have to put away the deliveries themselves while having the delivery guy tailing them. That way, if he was ever delivering anything poisoned, he'd be dealt with there and then. That, my beloved guard, is our opportunity. Don't worry so much. I can hide myself with ease. I've been watching from afar, and today looks super busy. I wonder if because it's a nice evening that more people are out and enjoying company. Huh, you brought me a hood? That is sweet of you. I suppose it's best to cover up. Let me put it on. Why does it make me so happy? It's just a hood that he's given me. It kind of smells like him. It's nice. How do I look? Good. With this, we simply can't be caught. No one's gonna recognize me like this. Now let's go. Yeah, over here. So, at the balcony, we can jump down to the roof below my room. From there, we can just climb down with his sheet. Of course we won't let it just hang there. You throw it onto the roof, and when we get back, you help me onto it so you can then use the sheet to climb back up again. Same with the balcony, and we are back without anyone noticing. You can praise me for this plan, you know. You actually praised me. This feels nice. You should do that some more later. No, I get praised all the time. I'm the princess, remember? But with you, it feels different somehow. I'm not sure why. Anyway, I came up with the plan from reading about a palace assassination attempt. It was long before my family were established here, but, well, they say you can learn from the past, and we certainly did. We should get going so we have more time in the city. First, we throw the sheet on the roof. And then we just jump. Nothing, I'm fine. No, hurry, I just want to see the city. Okay, now just tie the sheet to one of the beams and we can climb down. You're going first this time? Sure, I guess it would be better if just you would be spotted and not the two of us together.
Is it safe for me to come down? Perfect.
Nothing I couldn't handle. That was a lot more intimidating in theory. Okay, now let's make some distance from the palace now. See, there's the gate. and see how busy it is, we just slip through and we instantly blend with the crowd.
We did it! We did it! Oh. We're outside of the palace. I'm free. Oh, I'm finally free to be myself for a night. Oh, hug me.
I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
No, it's nothing. No, I'm not hurt.
Jeez, you are a persistent guy, aren't you? Fine. I might have hurt my foot when I jumped onto the roof, but it's okay. I can walk. I didn't want to hold us back from the opportunity, so there's no point in turning around.
Hmm? What? What exactly do you think you're doing carrying a
Why are you carrying me? But I want to see the city on my own. Well, I guess we're faster if you're quite literally helping me like this. I don't think I've ever been carried before. I mean, a guard carrying a princess? This is nice. I can feel his warmth. He's radiating so much heat. And a little bit of sweat, but I don't mind it. It's kind of attractive. A big muscle man carrying a little Anubis like me. And I can hear his heartbeat. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
What's so funny? I was listening to your heart and it's actually kind of relaxing. I wasn't scared in the slightest that my plan wouldn't work. You take it back. You're just teasing me now.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, where do you plan on taking me?
By the river?
But I want to see the bazaar and all the people there.
Oh, right. I guess we do stand out a little bit with you carrying me right now.
There will be a next time? I guess I didn't even think that far ahead. Okay, you promise me now, and with that you have to keep it.
We shall be going out again.
I do confess, that makes me pretty happy.
Are you sure I'm not too heavy for you? I wouldn't want to tire you out.
If you are sure, I'll take your word for it. After all, you're quite literally the only person keeping me safe right now.
Oh, I can see the river. Oh, it's so beautiful. The way the sunset is dancing against the water. Oh, it's beyond anything I could have ever imagined. I've never been able to get so far out of the palace before. What other sights like this have been hidden away from me? Oh, it makes me so happy, I think I could tear up. And all the flowers around here. They smell so sweet. The aroma reminds me of honey. The colors that they are radiating. And yet they don't even know how precious they are. And what joys they can bring to people. It's wonderful here. I wish we could stay forever.
Why, yes, we do have beautiful flowers in the garden, but these are better. They're free.
You can smell it off them.
Yes, you can. It's natural. You're probably just too tall and you can't even smell them. Whoa, careful there. You should warn me next time you're about to bend down. You're still carrying me, you know.
Ah, you picked the most beautiful one. Now smell it.
You should appreciate its aroma.
I told you they smell better.
Hey, why are you touching my ear? Oh. Thank you.
You didn't have to put the flower in my hair.
Now it's prettier? You're just saying that.
Again, I feel this happiness. I could get big bouquets of flowers daily if I demanded, or even have a visitor, but it's just not the same. Getting a single one from him, it makes me feel warm inside. Is this feeling I feel... I don't know if I should give in to this.
Huh? Sorry, I was just lost in your thoughts. I was just lost in your thoughts.
Well, that was embarrassing. Did I really just say that out loud?
No. I'm not blushing. It's just the evening sun. Everything looks a bit red. What was it you wanted to say?
Oh, my. This is a beautiful park. It looks so full of nature. Like it's bursting with life. The birds, the insects, the flowers and trees. Are there a lot of people that come here? Every now and then. But it looks so inviting. Why don't the people visit more often? They don't have the time to do so? Oh, what a shame. How do you know of this park? Do you have time to visit it? You haven't been able to visit in years. Why? Well, yeah. 24-hour shifts don't give you much free time. I'm sorry, it was insensitive of me to ask. So, you know this place from the time before you worked for my father? Oh, you came to play here with your friends? That is really cute. I can see a mini version of you running around right in front of my eyes. Do you think it would be alright if we could sit down for a while? As much as I want to see more, I'm starting to feel a bit exhausted. Maybe it's the sun, or just the overall excitement. Thank you. Let's sit on the sand, if that's alright with you. What a wonderful place this is. The shadows that are cast by the plants show such a pretty picture. I like when the sun is able to peer through. Even in the darkest of moments, there is always a light to guide you. It's a comforting thought, and one which you will find very true. Whether it's taken literally or theoretically. I wish everyone in the city could have time to enjoy this park. I don't mean to bring it up again, but are you sure we can't go to the bazaar? I'm sure if the people would just know about this place, they could enjoy it like we can right now. Why not? I feel better. I can walk by myself. We just need to convince them. What do you mean you say no? Well, whatever. Do what you want. I'll just sit here and play happy little princess, since you are treating me like everyone else right now. Yes, you do. You're just like my father and all the other guards. Then why don't you let me see the bazaar? You're worried. About me? Why? If people find out who I am? Then what? I'm sure you won't be in big trouble if I tell my father I made you do this. Did I tell you I'm a daddy's girl? Always favored him. So at least he will listen to me before... You're worried about me, why? I mean, you are the one who snuck out the princess, right? You're just wanting to protect me from people who might not want the best for me? I don't understand. I didn't do anything bad to any of them. All I do is sit in my room all day. Oh, you don't need to hold my hand just so I listen to you, I promise. Why are you looking so concerned? Didn't you hear me? And now you're hugging me? I promise you already have my full attention. Where did this come from? No, it was nice. I'm a little confused right now. Maybe you'll explain it to me some other time? Okay, I can understand. May I lie on your lap in that case? Life isn't as simple as it seems outside the palace, huh? I know you said we'll talk some other time, but I can still ramble, right?
You're playing with my ears again. Do you like them? You do? I see. I like when you touch them as well. Yeah, I do. I can tell you a secret. I was born with a crooked ear. I had to have bindings to correct it, but it's way more sensitive than the other. Ever noticed how I always look at your lips when you talk? It's easier for me to hear you that way. But shh. If you ever said that to anyone, they'd call you crazy. The princess is perfect in every way. I've heard that over and over again from the royal advisors. You'd think they were trying to brainwash me into having an ego 10 times my derriere. It makes me feel safe, though, when you, caress my ears. So, will you please keep doing that while I gaze upon the sunset? I want to stay in this moment for a little bit longer. I don't think I'll forget this in a hurry. You're the best guard ever. I don't want you to leave my side, okay? I want you to be my special guard. You accompany me at all times. I'll be able to explain to my father that you are of a special interest for me due to your inexperience of a guard. I want to train you to become an elite at some point. You will most likely accept my proposal. Anything I give a slight indication I'm interested in, and Daddy says yes to me. With being a special appointed guard, you quite literally never leave my side. You sleep in the same chambers as me, protect me as I bathe, and eat with me as well. You'd no longer have to deal with what they serve the guard. You'd quite literally experience the feast of a king. Does that sound like something you would want? I can make it so. What will happen if someone finds out that I'm gone while we're here? Well, I'd tell my father of my plan and you would get pardoned. You'd be sent to my chambers at once. When I gazed upon the river earlier and saw the sunset shimmering on it, I felt clarity on what I want and needed to do to get it. Why do all of this? Can you not tell? I want you. I've never fallen so hard for someone before, but I have to admit that you have quite literally swept me off my feet. There's something about you that I crave. I need in my life. It's been so empty, but with you, this sense of excitement has taken over. I don't want to hold back anymore.